to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm talking to Coach Valerie today. Coach Valerie, we hear all the time about I'm a trail runner, I'm a road runner, I run on a treadmill. Let's talk about the difference between treadmill running, road running, trail running. Can you talk about that?
Sure. And that's a great conversation because we just said this right before we started the podcast, and it's so true. Once you change your thoughts on running, it's amazing even how you describe yourself. Like, instead of saying, I'm a trail runner, which there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Instead, you're like, I run on trails, or I ran on a treadmill, or I ran on the road, or today I ran and did hills. When you start to realize the running itself stays running, whether I'm running on a treadmill or a trail or on, you know, sand or grass or whatnot, it's still running. And so the fun part is, if I just learn the simplicity of running, like the actual gait cycle, then you can apply running to any terrain, or then you can play with, you know, terrain or different hills, things like that, because the running itself stays the same.
Because when you're talking about terrain, you're talking about the difference between, and I think what brought this up in our conversations in the past was the difference between, say, when I'm running in sand or I'm running on grass versus running on the road. How is the movement different?
Okay, so this is really cool. So the gait cycle itself, and by the way, guys, the gait cycle is when you're on the ground. So this is really important. This is when we can feel our body weight. So you want to be what's called the running pose. So it's always, the gait cycle is pose, fall, pull. So what changes for everybody is the fall element, because we all need to hold pose. We all need to hold our ears, shoulders, hips in line. We know that. Like, that's just it's just good posture in general. But the running pose itself is very specific because it's a balance. So it's ears, shoulders, hips, lifted ankle in line. The knee is bent on the standing leg, body weight on the ball of the foot. So that's the same in any running situation. And then the fall, we'll talk about in just a minute. I'll skip to the pull. Pose, fall, pull. The only action you have is pulling your foot up from the ground, up from the sand, up from the belt on the treadmill. You're pulling up from whatever surface you're on. So that never changes. So the fun part is the fall element is gravity. We all use gravity. So everyone's already using it. How much am I able to use to accelerate in running is really important. And obviously it's going to be more limited on something like a really technical trail, just because if you try to just free fall, you'd wipe out, right?
Mm-hmm,
you cannot, and you cannot free fall on a treadmill. Please do not. You're not free falling. You're actually running in place and the belt is moving.
Right.
So the important thing to understand is then what? Then it's just pose pull. You're not falling, but you're still pulling to the running pose, whether it's on sand or a belt or a treadmill. And when you get out on open road, you can increase your use of gravity. You're always using it, but remember, we have 0 to 22 degrees. How much can I use? And the more I can use of gravity, the less I have to use of my muscles. And so it's much less fatiguing actually to run like on a road than people have a thing with this than on, say, a trail. On a trail, on a sand, on a belt of a treadmill, I'm going to have to do more work myself.
Okay, so explain that a little bit, especially when it comes to like running on sand or grass versus running on the road. Explain that work that I'm doing.
So the work itself is pulling the foot up from the ground. So what happens is, in running, let's just say you start. Guys, the best way to think about this is say you're just standing in place. We all start standing in place and you just start pulling your feet up in place. Even if you're listening to this, try it. Just run in place. All of us can do that. Where did you go? You went nowhere.
Right.
But if you stayed there and ran in place for 20 or 30 minutes, would you be tired?
Yeah, heart rate would be up. I'd be sweating. I would be heavy breathing.
By the way, I don't even know how much your heart rate would be up because you're not really running, but you would be tired.
Right.
So my point is that when you're pulling in place, when you're just standing and you're pulling your foot up, you are doing, it's called a controlled action. It'd be like if I handed you, let's just use strength training. If I handed you a weight and put it in your hand and said, now curl it 10 times, right? You're actively bending your arm, right, to curl the weight up. So when you're standing in place, guys, it's like that. You are actively pulling your foot up using your hamstring, but you're using like, I don't know, 80 to 90% of active muscle contraction. However, when your body falls forward and your weight travels forward, you're only pulling 2% of your body weight and only using 10% active muscle contraction.
Oh, okay. I get it. I see it.
So, and I'm using those numbers not to be like geeky, but these are like actually has been studied. So these are the numbers that came from the study. And what's amazing, this is what I tell people, running is already hard. It's hard to hold your body in place. I mean, just in place. It's hard to hold your body in line. Just holding the pose is so hard, right? And then breathing, the cardiovascular aspect of running, there's breathing involved. So imagine if you're spending your run having to deal with your breathing, your body weight, and then you're also trying to use your muscular efforts in your legs, you're really tiring your musculoskeletal system and actively working harder. So when you're running, guys, on like a trail that's very soft or mud or sand, kind of like it's not pulling totally in place. You are getting to fall some because you're obviously traveling. It's going to be less than if I had nothing in my way. And the more squishy the ground is, my foot's going to sink for a minute. So, you know, when you sink into the ground, it's like you're going to have to work a little harder to get that foot to come back up rather than just a bang, you know, rebound.
Yeah. Boing. Okay. So that makes a lot of sense. So what we want to challenge you with this week, guys, is looking at running is running, no matter where you do it, no matter what surface you do it, the running is post-fall pull. It's when you do trail running, as Valerie said, you're doing really predominantly post-pull. If I'm doing treadmill running, I'm doing post-pull. I'm not falling. It's when I get onto the road that I add the ability to fall. And that's when I do the full gait cycle, but I'm still running.
And what's really important, especially like trail running, like you can really, really use gravity to your advantage. Anyone that's trail run has gone down a hill and they have understood the importance of using gravity on a trail run. And what I teach too with trail running is how to get more efficient, you know, how to use gravity to your advantage. And if I'm going to use more muscle, and I already know that. So trail running, like I said, treadmill running, then you really want to make sure you work on timing of your pull and only breaking contact with the surface of the ground or belt on any speed or distance, guys. But the more you understand that and do that and simply pull your foot just enough to break contact with the ground, you will release your body from a lot of work.
Okay. So guys, we will see you next week. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.